News Talk 1440 WROK. Straight Talk, Riley out until Monday. He'll return. And joined in studio right now. I can't remember the last time that I've been here while you've been in studio. So happy to have Congressman Don Manzullo here.
Usually during the week we're in Washington.
Yeah,
and
getting the work of the people done.
Well,
or sometimes the work against the people, depending on what's happening.
The greatest gift that Congress gave the American people was in February. When 55 inches of snow fell in 1 week, the city was closed down, and the Congress did not meet. That meant at least 5 days without new taxes, new laws, new regulations. So
that was a win-win situation.
It was.
I'm
getting a big hum on here. Is that?
That's probably normal. I'll take a listen during the break and see if we can take care of that.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit here. We'll take some phone calls after of the hour for Congressman Don Manzullo.
Good.
Want to ask first about the vote in Washington. You were back on Tuesday for a one vote, one day session to pass that state bailout bill to the tune of $26 billion paid for by cutting food stamp programs 4 years into the future and increasing taxes on multinational businesses. Republicans held pretty firm. There were two, Joseph Cow and Mike Castle, who voted for it, but everyone else who was there voted against it. What's your thought on the bill in general? Why did you vote the way you did?
I mean, Americans want to get back to work. The emphasis has to be on getting back to work, getting people into jobs. And when people are working, because of their wages, that generates the taxes for state and local governments to pay the first responders and the school teachers. And the emphasis with this administration and, quite frankly, the Democratic Congress has been that they've always looked upon trying to buy our way out of this recession as opposed to manufacturing our way out of it. And so what we have to do is to make the environment as friendly as possible for employers to hire. And when Congress passes cap and trade, this incredible health care mandate, new regulatory edicts coming from EPA on carbon emissions, increased taxes on businesses. Businesses don't hire when you have an economic activity that's very unstable. I mean, I talked to business after business, manufacturer after manufacturer, that they would like to hire. They see some light at the end of the tunnel. But with this instability going on, they simply don't hire. They just retrench. And so that's where we have to spend our time, is to get America back to work again. You just cannot keep on adding to the national debt one amount of money after the other on a so-called bailout. Now, no people are more worthy in our communities than the school teachers and our first responders, but you can't pay them by adding to the national debt, and also by imposing taxes on manufacturing. You know, Caterpillar, Illinois Tool Works, John Deere, Hamilton Sunstrand, all the General Electric, all the major manufacturing companies were opposed to that. That makes them less competitive. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You have colleagues, and I know friends from other states as well, in Congress. When you look at a bill like this where money is going from the country as a whole and being redirected to individual states, you know, here in Illinois, we badly mismanaged the budget, our money situation. Just right next door in Indiana, Mitch Daniels has done a great job. They're adding jobs. They put a lot of money away for a rainy day, which is here. When you talk to some of the congressmen, say, from Indiana, you know, Mike Pence possibly.
Yes, Mike's a very close friend of mine.
Is it at all fair to have people from Indiana paying money to the federal government to bail out the bad policies of Illinois?
Of course it's not. The you know, five of the past eight governors in Illinois have been indicted. Five of eight. I mean, the environment in this state, I mean, you saw what happened when they increased fees for trucking companies.
Mm-hmm.
Trucking companies simply left the state of Illinois. And now Governor Quinn wants to increase state income taxes by a third to a half. You don't attract and keep companies whenever that unfriendly economic environment is presented. And Illinois just does everything it can to chase people from coming into the state. And interestingly enough, that education money, that goes directly to the state capitals where the money is spent according to the formula. And you know what the formula means in Illinois. Cook County gets the money. Downstates have a very difficult time. We don't even know how much money Rockford will get as a result of that. I simply could not vote for a bill that, in essence, is going to add billions and billions of dollars to the national debt.
And they might need it again next year. I mean,
this is the second year in a row.
Right, but I mean, these districts, right, by making these layoffs, are saying, we can't afford this anymore. You know, the tax base isn't there. The revenue's not there. We can't afford these teachers anymore. And now the federal government comes in and says, sure you can. Here's a lump sum of money. But it doesn't do anything to address the actual root of the problem,
which is people need to get back to work. The Rockford School Board had laid off a bunch of people. They have to do that according to law. Mm-hmm. Then hired back most of them.
Yeah, I think there's only 40 or so that have not been hired back.
Even before this bill was passed, and if you ask the folks at the Rockford School District how much money they're going to get, they don't know. Cary School District over in McHenry County had laid off 75 teachers, and they figured the most they would get is $240,000. That may bring back four teachers, because you have to figure the pension and all those different types of payments that go into it. So, I mean, it's just wrong to think that because a municipality is out of money, it can go to Washington and print money that doesn't exist and give it to the states to spend in the same way they did before. That doesn't address the root problem.
Got about a minute here, then we'll take a quick break and come back. But we got more bad unemployment news today. Unemployment benefits claims up 2,000, highest they've been since February. We're supposed to be in the so-called summer of recovery here, and yet we don't see any good news on the jobs front at all. Is there any chance whatsoever that we'll see a strategy shift here in Washington?
Well, probably only with an election in November and a complete different emphasis being placed upon these things in both houses of Congress. You know, you can't add jobs when you pass this massive cap and trade. Pass the House, could pass the Senate again. You can't add jobs when employers have no idea what's going on with that health care bill that passed. That's increasing premiums all over the place. You can't add jobs when employers are facing new EPA regulations. You can't add jobs when employers are facing an increase in taxes.
Going to take a quick break here, get to the Osgood Files and the news. When we come back, we want to talk about the America Speaking Out Tour. We'll also get to your phone calls, 398-WROK, 398-WROK.